Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God did not recycle you with old parts when you accepted Christ. No, the Bible says that you were made a new creation, free from your past attitudes, addictions, and negative behaviors. However, you must continue to make a choice daily to surrender your life to God, your spirit, your mind, and your body. See, you have a choice to live holy or return to your past. Look at the person next to you and say, we must break up our relationship with our past. Now listen to what it says in Romans chapter 12 and 1. It says, so dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all that he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he can find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into the new person that he made you to be by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for yourself, which is good and pleasing and perfect. The reason many times we find ourselves in dilemmas is because we take on the value system of the world. We are squeezed into being PC or politically correct. When we know our values that come from the Word of God contradict so much that is happening today in our world. Listen, God wants you to stand up for the truth. God wants you to tell the truth. God wants you to share the truth of his word. The devil is doing everything that he can to make everybody politically correct so they don't express the truth of God's word. But if people never hear the truth, how are they going to know the truth? Now, we all have temptations even though we've changed. And you've got to ask the Holy Spirit to help you overcome those temptations. And when you do, he will. Listen to what it says in Romans chapter 8 and 12. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your past sinful nature urges you to do. Folks, listen, I want you to remember your past behavior no longer has power over you. Look at the person next to you and say, the things you did in your past no longer have power over your life. You can do what you please. So this is very, very important. It goes on to say in verse 13, for if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit, you put to death the deeds of your past, you will live. For all who are led by the Holy Spirit are the children of God. God wants you to break up with the destructive behavior of your past. And the devil wants you to make that your default. Everything goes, when anything goes wrong, he wants you to go right back to the way you used to live. He wants you to just go right back there and do the things you used to do. See, many people have a default button that takes them back to the pain of their past. And that's where they get stuck. Now, you've got to understand something about the devil. He wants to destroy you. The Bible says he only comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy us. And the devil will attack through your emotional baggage that you've been carrying around. Yes, and we all have some emotional baggage. Now, what is emotional baggage? It's the unresolved issues. Look at the person next to you and say, do you have any issues? I do. Now you know you do. So you might as well tell the truth and fess up. But your emotional baggage, your unresolved issues can bring chaos in your life as a Christian. Emotional baggage describes, you know, the trauma that you've carried around from the past. Your baggage may be your rejections, your fears, the disappointments, the wrongs, the betrayals that happen in your life. This is the devil's doorway into your life. He uses the unresolved emotional issues to influence your thinking, to get you stuck in your past when God is trying to promote you to your future. Tell a person next to you, you must break up with your past to embrace your future. And folks, this is something we all have to go through in our lives. You've got to do it. You've got to do it. Let me tell you the result of a study. Well, there are hundreds of studies that explore the emotional roots of disease. The most insightful may be the breakthrough ACE study, or Adverse Childhood Experience Study. In the 1990s, over 17,000 patients of a large health plan were enrolled in a study to access the link between emotional experience and their adult health. Participants were asked whether they had experienced any of the 8 forms of personal abuse or dysfunctional family behavior. And they said, did this happen before you were age 18? More than half of the patients had at least one adverse childhood experience. Even more surprising was the correlation to health outcomes. Those who had experienced an adverse childhood were between 4 to 50 times more likely to have an adverse health condition or disease. The adverse health outcomes covered a surprisingly wide range, including heart disease, fractures, diabetes, obesity, alcoholism, and more. The study went on to show that some of this baggage is older than others. Some baggage is brand new and more obvious. Some baggage we didn't deserve and it's not our fault. And some of the baggage came from poor choices. But regardless of where your past wounds and scars come from, we are still responsible to do something about them. Because our future success depends upon our willingness to unpack and put away our own baggage. You know, there are many of us here today who are still dealing with the sins of our parents. Immorality. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. People have commitments. That is, people have problems with commitments. Commitment issues. Divorce demons follow your marriage because it's a part of your family history. Just check it out. Things like alcoholism, addiction, self-destructive behavior, sickness, poverty, depression. It's all a part of your family history and it's following you. And if you don't break up with your past, it's going to destroy you. Before Christ had engaged, I should say before Christ, many of us have engaged in sexual relationships that were inappropriate. You don't have to say amen or oh me, just be quiet and keep looking at me. Listen, you have to break those soul ties and stay away from those people forever. I had a person who shared with me an experience that they were having and they decided to break it up for God's sake and for their desire to follow the Lord. And they were having a hard time. They said, well, can I still call them just to check in from time to time? I said, no, when it's over, it's over. They said, well, I told them it's over, but I'll call and check on you. Listen, it's interesting when people say it's over today. You know what they mean? We're taking a break. Have you heard that expression? Well, is it over? well, we're taking a break. I'm telling you, folks, you need to understand that is what the devil is tempting you to do with your Christian life. The Bible warns us about disobedience and how we'll cancel God's favor and bring a curse and keep us out of heaven. And the devil just says, hey, don't worry about it. The Bible is pretty extreme, you know? It doesn't mean everything that it says. It's not all necessarily true. Okay, take a break and then go back to the way you used to live. Many people do that. But folks, listen, if you want to go forward in life, you have got to break up with your past. Now listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, and the Bible's very clear. It says, don't you know that disobedient people, those who break God's laws, will not inherit the kingdom of God? Stop deceiving yourself. Well, people say God's grace will cover it. Stop deceiving yourself. People who continue to commit sexual sins, who worship false religions, those who commit adultery, homosexuals, or thieves, those who are greedy or drunk, who use abusive language, or who rob people, will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's what some of you were. But you have been washed and made holy, and you have received God's approval in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. God wants you to break up with your past. Some of you say, well, I never did any of those things that the Bible talks about in committing sins. Well, maybe you were sporting a negative attitude. See, folks, you have got to change that negative attitude. It's totally contrary to who God is. I hear the Holy Spirit say, some are still watching porn. Oh, isn't that interesting? I said, the Holy Spirit said, some are watching porn. Many are drinking. People are doing drugs. People are doing rock and roll. Folks, listen, your life has changed. You have to break up with your past.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Now, Pastor Steve would like to invite you to a very special event.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our week of consecration and prophetic ministry, January 22nd through the 24th at 7:30 p.m. The theme of our consecration is operating in supernatural faith, favor, and success. God wants to equip you with victory regardless of the opposition you face. I will be teaching from the Word of God to show you how. I will be sharing every night scriptural insights for breakthrough success. These services will be absolutely life-changing. God desires to prepare you this year to reach your divine potential. Invite family and friends. This is a spiritual opportunity you don't want to miss. I look forward to praying for you. Now let's get back into today's message.
Some of us have unforgiveness issues. It's time for you to stop being a victim and start taking responsibility. In Romans chapter 14 and 17, it says, God's kingdom does not consist of what a person eats or drinks. Rather, God's kingdom consists of God's approval and his peace, as well as joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. See, regardless of what you've been through in the past, God can heal you. God wants to give you joy. God wants to give you peace. You've got to allow the Holy Spirit to do it. You've got to break up with the disappointments and the abuse that you suffered at the hands of people. Oh, I know this is a deep message. But nevertheless, to maintain the favor and the promotion and the blessings that God has for your life, you have got to break up with your past. You've got to deal with those emotional issues, your baggage. You must let it go. You've got to forgive and go on to receive the promotions and the future that God has in store for you. The Bible talks about Joseph. Joseph was betrayed and sold by his brothers into slavery. But he had to learn to let it go. He went through so much. After being sold into slavery, he was lied upon and ended up in prison for years. And God released Joseph from prison and gave him a throne as he learned to forgive his brothers. Sometimes unforgiveness can keep you in a trap, in a prison of your own making, because you just won't let that experience go. You won't let those people go. Literally, the word to forgive means to untie and let go. What we have to understand is when we fail to forgive people, we are tying that experience to our lives and we'll never get over it. Come on, look at the person next to you and say, when you forgive, you'll get over it. When you don't forgive, that experience remains tied to you for life. You know, when Joseph's brothers got together after their father died, they were afraid of Joseph's retaliation because now he had become second in command of Egypt. They just knew, now that daddy is dead, we are toast. It's over for us. In fact, they even devised a letter. And the letter went to Joseph saying, you know, while daddy was alive, he said you should forgive us. Lie. In fact, let me read that to you in Genesis chapter 5 and 15. Don't try this. Now that their father was dead, Joseph's brothers became fearful. They said, Joseph will show his anger and pay us back for all the wrong that we did to him. So they said, we'll send this message to Joseph. Before our father died, he instructed us to say to you, please forgive your brothers for the great wrong that they did to you. For their sin was treating you so cruelly. So we, the servants of God and your father, beg you to forgive our sins. The Bible says when Joseph received that message, he broke down and he wept. He broke down and he wept. Why do you think he wept? Well, that's open to interpretation. Perhaps he just was reminded of all the things that he had to go through. But now he was sitting second in charge over a nation. Folks, listen, when it's going bad, when you're being betrayed, when it seems like your life is falling apart, it's so hard to look beyond those circumstances and know this is going to work out for my good. Listen, the Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. Don't let your present circumstances rob you of the joy that's going to happen in your future. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that Jesus, approaching the cross, it says he despised the shame. However, he took joy in seeing the future when so many would be born again and saved from hell. The Bible says Joseph received the letter and he broke down and he cried. Then his brothers came and threw themselves down before Joseph. They said, look, we're your slaves. But Joseph replied this, don't be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? Folks, I have to remind you, you're not God. Regardless of what people have done to you, the Bible says, do not retaliate. Do not say, what they have done to me, I will do to them. Leave it in God's hands. You've got to let it go. He said, you intended to harm me, but God intended it all for my good. He brought me to this position so that I could save the lives of so many people. Folks, listen, you've got to understand something about God. God will never allow you to go through anything that you can't make it successfully through. The Bible says the temptations and the trials in our lives are things that other people encounter as well. And God will never push us beyond our limit, but He will always make a way of escape so that we can bear it. Folks, listen, regardless of what you think and what you feel, the Word of God is true. God is for you. And God's plan for your life is a good plan. Look at the person next to you and say, whatever you're going through today, it's going to work in your favor. Your life has been fixed with favor. Now give God praise for that. I see some of you going, you got to connect on that. I said you got to connect on that. You got to believe that. See, that's the problem. When we don't understand the love of God, when we don't understand that our destiny was already fixed with favor, that you were predestined to be successful in life. God never brought anybody here to fail. Look at the person next to you and say, you can't fail unless you just give up. Because God predestined you to win. Now, I want you to think about this, guys. Listen, to believe anything else is to believe that God doesn't really love you. God loves you. It's going to work in your favor. That's the Word of God. So don't let the devil deceive you. I'm going to say this, and we'll continue next time. Your favor is hindered by unforgiveness. In Mark 11 and 24, it says, I tell you, and these are Jesus' words, that you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. See, Jesus says, believe before it happens so it can happen. Most of us want it to happen so we can believe. God says just the opposite. He says, look square at your circumstance and say, it's going to end good. So I'm going to hang in here and see what the end is going to be. It doesn't matter how much I'm in pain today because joy is coming in the morning. Weeping may be going on through the entire night, but I'm going to dance again. I'm going to be happy again. I'm going to live again. Why? Because it's in my future. God promised it. The Bible says, but you've got to believe that to receive it. And then it goes on to say in verse 25, and when you're praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against. Why? So that your Father in heaven will also forgive you of your sins.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part two of Fixed in Your Favor, Breaking Up with Your Past. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Hello, this is Pastor Steve Hill, and I want to thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. It is my sincere prayer that you will experience God's love, forgiveness, and healing. You can receive this by repeating this prayer, so join me. Father, forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Change me into a new creation. Thank you for saving me and changing my life. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, then you've accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And know this, that God loves you so much, and whatever you need, just call on Him and He'll answer your prayer. God bless you, and keep on listening to A Place to Grow.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.